like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Kim Rondon on the line. She's the WordPress and Shopify support lead over at Thrive Internet Marketing Agency, and she's also a digital marketing consultant. Kim, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
So I'm excited to get into what you're doing as a digital marketing consultant. Hot topic, always a popular episode with my audience. A lot of business owners, entrepreneurs listening to this podcast, and you know, a lot of varying views on what people should be doing in digital marketing. So want to get your input on that. But before we do that, let's start with your background. How'd you get started in business and as an entrepreneur?
Well, actually, I'm a third-generation entrepreneur. My grandfathers were both entrepreneurs. My dad was an entrepreneur. He did a lot of things like 3D technology and x-rays, a bunch of engineering stuff. And so I just kind of followed suit. So my first job was a babysitter, like a lot of us. And then after college, I worked for a company called Kingston Technology, which really part of their company culture is to promote an entrepreneurial spirit and kind of own your position. And I've just kind of taken that and have believed in that ever since.
Wow, third generation. So you had, as another guest taught me, the E gene. It's just in you. Whether you wanted to be one or not, you were going to be an entrepreneur. So that being said, you obviously third generation. You had a lot of influence from some of the others that have that raised you or you're around. What kind of advice would you give to that new entrepreneur, maybe that's just getting started out right now?
The first thing is to really believe in your product. So if you've got a great product, it's more on how you can make the world a better place with your product or services, not how much money you can make off of it. The first thing is you really have to believe it, because especially with digital marketing these days, being authentic and knowing your message really well, it's really important, because people can spot a fake a mile away. So I would just say believe in your product and not only create a plan, but you have to execute. You know, you're sitting there just making lists all day and telling people what you want to do. It's never going to happen. Just go in there and do it.
No, I like that. And I think so many people maybe get caught in that planning phase sometimes, and they don't actually get to the point of, executing. So, great advice there. So I want to change it up a bit, because I know you have quite a bit of experience in digital marketing. So let's start with this. What kind of clients are you helping right now as a digital marketer, and what are you helping them with?
So currently, I've been in the digital marketing space for supplement companies for the last 8 years. So before influencer marketing was really influencer marketing, we were bootstrapping that. And then I went into more of the health and fitness, the CrossFit space. I've worked with a startup selling software, like gym management systems. That led into opening up a division of websites, because I used to own a gym, and I know how tedious that can be and expensive, and we made sure we brought out a really good product. And right now I'm actually working with an apparel company that's merging into becoming more of a branding company in that same space, and we're actually launching our website division this week.
Wow, that's super exciting. So you're a lot happening, a lot of changes, and I know there's a lot of, I think they're called fitpreneurs, is that what we call it? I don't know, there's so many, you add a preneur to the end of any word and all of a sudden it's a new thing, right? You make it new. So there's so many in that space, whether it's supplements, whether it's you know, coaching programs, whether, you know, a lot of different ways people are working on branding themselves and really living their passion through promoting fitness and a healthy lifestyle, specifically for that type of entrepreneur, because I feel like there's a lot of, you know, misguidance out there that they receive in terms of how their branding should be and what they should be doing. What kind of advice would you give them on kind of building their fitness brand?
First of all, don't put down other, you know, other people or other companies like in that space, whether you believe in their system or not. Focus on you and what you're doing, not on your competitors. The other thing is to make sure that you are in the digital spaces that your clients will be in. So, you know, there's certain fitness companies that are very heavy into Instagram and maybe not so much on Facebook and YouTube. And there's others, you know, such as a friend of mine who is a powerlifter and he's going to be creating his own company. YouTube is his big money maker. So know where your market is at and start building from there. And keep it consistent. You need to keep your digital marketing consistent. You can't sit there, put out a blog every day for 12 days and then disappear for 12 months. Consistency is king. So those are the things I would advise, is just to create a plan, surround yourself with supportive people. There are going to be naysayers around you, and it's more envy that you're living your dream than they are theirs. And just go where your clients are, go where the experts are, you know, online. You don't have to pay money. You can join, you know, message boards and really learn a lot from people that have already been doing what you want to do for like the last 10, 20 years. The evolution of fitness is ever changing, just like digital marketing. So you want to be able to keep up on the trends, but be faithful to your belief system. So that's what I would say.
No, that's great. And I mean, that goes back to your first tip, which is the whole authenticity thought process. And I find that the people that build the fastest and that do the that are doing the best work in terms of gaining following and also helping people on a one-to-one relationship basis are those that really connect with people through whatever medium they choose. I like how you said that. Some people, YouTube's your moneymaker. Some people, Instagram. Like there's so many different channels and platforms now. You have so much to work for that it's exciting to me just to see the evolution. What kind of trends? I mean, you've been in that space for a while. What kind of trends do you see going forward just in digital marketing in general, if any?
So it's just been interesting. Well, first of all, with, you know, websites, that is basically, we believe that's the first impression. And that's actually, if you're going to convert just overall, it's going to be through your website, first of all. You know, and you want to make sure that it's a good, clean site. So before we'd have a lot of pop-ups, like almost like, you know, MTV back in the day, a bunch of pop-ups and all this other stuff. Now make sure your site is very clean. I heavily believe that there are theories that you've got 9 seconds to capture somebody's attention and you've got 59 seconds to convert. So make sure that your website, you know, within a minute, like while they're on their phone at an intersection when they shouldn't be, that they know they're already going to contact you or buy something. That's how quick it should be. The other thing is what I see is, with the changes in technology, you know, a lot of people are using drones, they're using, you know, a lot of other things, but on the big end is AI. So you're going to see, that's why you see a lot of it happening with Google, with Facebook, where they're taking a lot of information just based on the visitors and who they're clicking, and that's how they're capturing who should go to, you know, who should see your ad. And so being very aware of that when you make, like, your pay-per-click ads or your, you know, is to be sure that your ads relay your message, yet you know exactly who they're going to with, you know, with that, with those visitors on your website or your pay-per-clicks. So another thing I would say is just also watch for the trends, because some trends are very trendy, which means they are short-term. You know, I know a lot of people went into, you know, color blocking on Instagram, or like the big, you know, the big images on Instagram where it takes multiple slides and it kind of fades out. Well, remember, that's going to be there forever. So what's more important than picking up on a trend is just knowing how those trends are being used and whether you think that there's longevity in them or not. And then, you know, and then the old school, you know, SEO, always important. Put the time into it for sure. But to me, content and consistency are the most important. And it doesn't matter, you know, everybody is going to use videos, you know, and then people are going to go through a trend where they're not. Everybody was, they were putting videos and sliders, you know, on the, you know, the top half of their websites. And now it's like kind of slowed websites down. People don't do it as much. We don't even recommend it. So, you know, static image, you know, the hero image is now the thing to do. So, you know, it's always going to change. The trends in digital marketing are always going to change, but the things that aren't are consistency, quality of content, you know, and to know your product and know your audience.
All great advice. Love it. Lots of jewels and tips in that, Kim. So if somebody's listening to this and if they want to reach out to talk to you more about digital marketing or, you know, as a consultant, what kind of things you can do for them, what's the best way for them to reach out?
The best way to reach out for just personal consulting, and that goes from personal branding all the way through, you know, creating a website, would be an email address I can send you. If they want to do anything larger, such as the agency level stuff, I'm at Thrive Agency, so it would be Kimmy, K-I-M-I, at thriveagency.com. And again, for the personal stuff, especially the health and fitness space, and that would be Kimmy Core Media, K-I-M-I-K-O-R-M-E-D-I-A, at gmail.com.
All right. Well, hey, just really want to thank you for coming on the show today, Kim. Appreciate that. And to the listeners, as always, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review. Do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And Kim, thanks again for coming on the show.